Oh, you. That's right. You. Look at you coming to listen to my podcast. Oh, thanks, guys. Oh my gosh, you're just like so sweet. It's been like so long, and I am soups rusty, guys. Just call me like Rust McGust. That's me. So, if you're new, my name is Cynthia, and I run the Bunch at Lunch podcast here out of Minnesota, where I take a half an hour to discuss Rebecca Bunch and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It's been a while since my last podcast, and this will be like a one-off sort of a thing. Sorry guys, I'm getting situated on my couch so I can get nice and comfy for this chatter. And now I lost my train of thought. So it's going to be another one-off, and the main reason for that is I still need more time. the biggest improvement since my last podcast is that I got on medication. Woohoo! So finally hit that hurdle of, I'm just going to start taking medication again, and things have been going so great. It's amazing once like for me anyway, getting on the medication, you just feel like this weight lifted, right? And it's just like your entire world just like changes. Like, oh, I can do these dishes and I can catch up on laundry and I can talk to this coworker who's been super shitty to me, but guess what? Work needs to get done. So we're gonna have a conversation about work stuff, right? Just like things like that. Like the anxiety of like life in general and the negative thoughts kind of fade away and I'm just focusing and getting shit done, right? So, I know I've been promising you a Daryl and YJO episode, and trust me when I say that I want to do it so bad. Like it is it's like so high on my priority list. But here's the hiccup, guys. And by the way, if you don't want to hear all this, just like fast forward to like where I'm talking about a Crazy Ex-Girlfriend song, because that's why I'm having this podcast. So if you don't want to hear about my shit, just like fast forward because I'm going to be talking about a song. But I don't want to like give it away right now. So back to my shit for a little bit. I'm just zigzagging, guys. When they talk about zigzagging, if you listen to the podcast with Aline and Rachel, I'm just zagging and zigging. So the hiccup with the Daryl and YJO episode, or Y Feather, as I will be calling it, Y Feather. But like, the hiccup is that I've been doing really well, and I'm like having it's like the association fear, right? So I've been doing really well. I've also been like having a juice cleanse fast type from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, where it's like I don't watch the show. Of course, like I still comment and I do stuff on Twitter. For the longest time, I wasn't even listening to the soundtracks. I haven't seen Most Likely to Murder because in my brain, it's like the one and the same, even though I know it's not at all. But there, like I said, there's a, like that anxiety is there. And I'm like scared because, well, I'm going to be honest with you because I'm always honest with you. So part of my spiral with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, a lot of it was involved with the work that Lindsay, who is from Contents of Characters podcast, which is also a great podcast, we were working, and it's still in process, on a Greg Serrano podcast where we discuss three of his songs. And oh, man, it was so great, right? Like half of me just like loved it. Just like getting into like Greg, right? And just like both of us taking notes and talking about the character development and, symbolisms and all these wonderful things. And then the other part of it was just like so heartbreaking because I love Greg Serrano so much and I have my reasons for it. I'm not going to get into it. So there's a sense of loss with that because I know that Greg and Santino, right? They're off being happy. And that is so great. And that is so wonderful. And that really is the happy ending. But I have a huge issue with loss in my life. And I think I'm putting a lot of that into Greg's character. So it just kind of like stirred up a lot of stuff, which led to me going, and Lindsay too, you know, where she was, you know, dealing with stuff. She's really busy. And it just kind of like led to us going, let's take a little break. And then it was kind of like, let's take a longer break. Me especially, like I said, I was, you know, I finally made the decision to get on medication just around that time. And I was starting to feel better. And it was like, I don't want to regress. I don't want to regress. And I don't want to feel worse, because I'm, for the first time in a long time, I'm starting to feel better. And in order to do a, like, honestly, I could do a Y Feather episode right now. Like, I really could. I could talk about those two for ages. However, I wanted to make sure that my half an hour is just like soaked in just like everything that I want to talk about. And in order to do that, I need to watch, you know, episodes. And unfortunately, Greg is in a lot of episodes, at least in like the beginning of their relationship. And, you know, at least in season two, he's only, I think, in like 4 episodes. So, I mean, realistically, I could probably watch half of season 2 and season 3. But here's the other problem. Season 3 is super emotional, and there's a lot of triggers in that season for me. And so, like, there's the other hiccup of I'm finally doing really well. What the fuck do I do? So I promise you the next podcast that I do will be Y Feather. I don't know when that will be. I'm hoping it'll be sometime in June or July, probably closer to July. I'm just going to have to, like, just get back in the saddle. But here's the other thing. Okay. So, and again, I'm sorry if you guys don't want to hear about my shit, just keep fast forwarding. Just keep fast forwarding. Wow. I lost my train of thought. Wow. That just happened. Oh my gosh. Where did it go? Where did it go? Oh my gosh. We're talking about, this is why I need outlines, guys. Okay, so we're talking about Y Feather, and it'll be the next episode. Don't want to regress. I don't know where I was going. I don't know. So I'm just going to move on, and maybe I'll bring it up later if I think of it. So I've been doing really well. Oh, that's what it was. So, like, around the time that I was thinking about doing, because the song that I heard, right? I was like, I have to do a podcast about this. Like, I have to do it. And then I was like, I think I had posted something on Twitter about like how I haven't listened to any Rachel Bloom podcasts. And like, again, with like the juice cleanse I've been doing, right? Like, it's kind of a fast, but not really. So I listened to some Rachel Bloom podcasts. And at first I was like, oh, this is going super well. Like, look at me, I'm being healthy about it. And then I listened to the podcast with her and, oh my gosh, Chris, oh my gosh. So he used to be, don't hate me, but he used to be the host of like a show where like people would meet on like a cruise ship, and he's like a comedian. Oh my gosh. Oh, and he does like the Walking Dead. He does a ton of stuff. He does like the Walking Dead podcast. Anyway, super professional. I'm going to put his name in the notes for the website or the podcast website so you can see his name. But anyway, so she talks about how like theater actors, she says actors, and then she says more specifically theater actors who, you know, they're not really in the comedy scene as much, and they're more just like comedy adjacent, I think is the word she uses. And just like how when they're actually around funny people, they can be really insecure, and then they just kind of make like jokes that aren't really that funny anymore, and they're more like sixth grade humor type of jokes. And like, it was just really weird working with this person because you just kind of are watching them in a tailspin and you don't really know how to respond because obviously they're trying to keep up with the funny in the room because they think that they're funny because they've been told they're funny their entire, right. So you don't care. But like the entire time I'm listening to this like 3 minute part of this podcast, I'm like, oh my God. Is she talking about Santino? Is she talking about Santino? Is she talking about like just like looped in my brain? I'm like, she can't. No, I can like this thought took over my entire day, if not even like the next couple days. And then I was thinking like, is that why he's not back on the show? Because he was like super disruptive on set and super annoying and loud and like, they just don't want to deal with it anymore. Like, I don't know, you know, and then like, not like it shouldn't matter. Right. So like that whole tailspin that I went on has now even made me more scared to watch because that just like, that's one like 3 minute part of a podcast. Right. So just like knowing my reaction to that really is like making me concerned about starting to rewatch, especially season 3. So we'll see how it goes, guys. Because I know, hopefully, if you care about me, you won't want me to push anything. But at the same time, I feel like I sort of owe it to you to put something out there that I've been promising for like 4 or 5 months. Because I really, this is the part two. I really want to do the podcast. Like I really want to. So I'm hoping for June or July, probably July, maybe later. I can't make promises, but it is coming because like I said, I want to do it so bad. So let's get into why I'm actually having this podcast. And I'm going to check how much time I've wasted talking about, cancel that. Oh, good. I'm about half my podcast. You don't care about my shit. So I am sorry that I've wasted so much of your time talking about my weird hiatus stuff. Oh, by the way, the live show was amazing. And that's all I'm going to say because I'm going to get into why I'm having this podcast. So the best part about being on medication is my house is like more clean, right? Like I've never had like a nasty, filthy, like hoarder. Like you watch this whole Hoarders, right? My house has never been like that bad, but it's been messy. And so like the best part about this medication is like I said, like I can do the laundry. I can catch up on that. The dishes don't need to sit in the sink like for like 2 days. I can get them done as soon as I'm done cooking, right? So yeah. So like to do all of this, like I'm very like musically oriented, which is probably why I love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend so much. But like I cannot clean without music. So swear to you, the song that I use to clean up my children's mess is I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan, because like that is like warrior mode. Like the dude is like, we're gonna fucking like beat the shit out of these Huns and like I'm gonna make you as tough as I fucking can, which I hate that he uses the word man, but like Mulan, like just like knowing that Mulan is like, I know what you mean when you say man, which is like a whole nother like discussion of like why she felt so inferior for so long was because like he was telling her that like she could, like essentially she knew she wasn't a man. But I'm not gonna get into like mental like theorizing and stuff like that with Mulan, because this is not Mulan podcast. But anyway, listen to that shit. I get so much shit done listening to that song. Now, when I'm doing laundry, here's where Crazy Ex-Girlfriend comes in. So, like I said, I have not been listening to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend music that much. Once in a while, I turn on the karaoke album and I'm like, ah. But, okay, so when I do laundry, swear to you, it is, let's generalize about men. Why? Because I feel like I'm doing this like domestic bullshit. I fucking hate laundry, guys. Like, I hate it. And it is like one of the easiest jobs in the house, right? Like, all you have to do is fold it. But anyway, and put it away. But So, like, I like listening to Let's Generalize About Men because there is, like, a sisterhood. Like, it's, I got these, like, women singing with me and we're just, like, jamming out and doing laundry together. And it's, like, a sisterhood of laundry. And it's just, like, I fucking hate this. But you're here with me and I'm not alone. And we're just going to get through this shit. Okay? So, that's what I listen to. Let's Generalize About Men. So, last week, probably this past weekend, I was listening to Let's Generalize a Moment, right? Okay. Like doing my thing, jamming out, folding, and all of a sudden it hits me. Okay. Let's say one bad thing about one man and apply it to all of them. You know, you get to hear me sing, you guys. It's a gift that I give to you. Just kidding. I'm sorry. It's terrible singing, but I have to. I have to. Okay. So, and I'm so sorry if y'all just like already knew all this shit. Like if I like get through this and you're like, we knew this forever ago. Welcome to the club. I'm sorry. Okay. But I'm slow on the uptake. So I just realized it. So each of the women, their line after this, the, let's say one bad thing, right, is about the man who wronged them. Okay. So, Paula starts out with, all men are completely repressed. Okay, who does that sound like? Who's repressed in her life and is a man who has wronged her? I'm going to go with her dad. Dad's super repressed. Like, he is just repressed. Like, that's why he drinks. Okay? And that's why he makes a joke out of everything. And that's why he's mean to Paula, because he's super fucking repressed, okay? Then Valencia sings, all men only want to have sex, okay? Valencia. What was her relationship like with Josh? Pretty sure she did everything. And he just came home to go to Pound Town because he wanted that sweet puss-puss. That's right. Like, he didn't offer shit in that relationship. He just wanted to fuck her. Like, realistically, he, like, if you're new to the podcast, please go listen to, I don't know what it's called, but it's basically just, like, me ranting about Josh, and it's, like, Where the Fucking Green Talks, I think is the title of it, because it's all about, like, well, part of it is that my rant is about how Josh is a fucking grasshopper and all the women in his life are the ants. And like, that's Valencia. Like, her memory of Josh is just like him only wanting to fuck her. And like that, like, which was so funny because like she had so much more value in that relationship. Like, she did everything, but the only thing that he really saw out of her was the sex. Like, that's all. So that would make sense that that's what she would sing. There are no exceptions. All 3 billion men, all 3.6 billion men. Okay, here comes Heather. All men are emotionally stunted. Who is fucking emotionally stunted? I'm gonna say his name one more GD time. Greg Serrano. Okay, and let me tell you something about Greg Serrano, because I haven't said fucking enough about him. That whole like commitment for dummies gesture was the lamest fucking gesture of all time. Like, go to lame gesture in the dictionary and it's fucking that. Like, I was like, you know, but Heather wanted to hit it. So, you know, when you care about someone and they do something lame, sometimes you're like, fine, you're hot and you've got the voice of an angel. Let's fuck. Okay. So, whatever. But like, she realized through that relationship, just like how emotionally stunted he is. And let's hope he's fixing that in Emory, right? So, when asked how they feel, every man's always grunted. Okay, so Paula actually gets two. And that, I believe, is geared towards her husband, Scott, and her two boys. Now, it's funny because in season one, we're like totally on that page of like, yeah, you live with apes. You live with three fucking apes and we are so sorry for you. But like we get to season three, we realize how much of a hand Paula has really put into it. Now, don't get me wrong. She's definitely outnumbered and there's a lot of fucking testosterone in that house. Do not get me wrong. I get it. Like, I would really dislike that situation. However, she has also been out chasing the world. And I'm not sure if it's because her life kind of, she had to get responsible at a very young age, or if just, you know, she's been that unhappy for that long. But she, you know, Scott even tells her, like, how long is this phase going to last where you're going to be involved in our family? So, you know, part of her problem with her family is that she's never built those relationships to see them anything other than the apes that she sees them as, right? Like, you know, especially when they get to be teenagers, because it gets even harder. Trust me, I have a 15-year-old at home. If you do not build that relationship when they are younger, oh, good Lord. Good luck when they're teenagers, right? Because they get even more closed off. Like, I see her for like 10 minutes a day. She's in her room or she's at school or with friends. So trust me, okay? So, like, we know that that's kind of Paula's fault too, right? Relationship goes both ways. You can't just blame one person. But, you know, they're generalizing and she's venting about how she feels. So you go, girl. You get it. Those men are fucking apes, okay? Then Rebecca. And why do men never listen and only think about themselves as opposed to women who always listen and never think about themselves? Okay. That applies to Josh. Again, poor Josh. Not really. I don't feel bad for him. Because, so, you know, I will say this, with Nathaniel and Greg, especially, okay, before she invested herself into Nathaniel or Greg, she was totally selfish, never listened to them, only did whatever she wanted, especially with Greg. I mean, how many conversations at home base started with her saying hello to Greg and then just like completely ignoring him and running off to Josh? Like countless amounts of time, right? So like, but her relationship with Josh was totally the other way around. Like, she was like, he never took the time to really understand who she is or how she thinks. And a lot of it was just her constantly giving him and giving to him and building him up and telling him how wonderful he is and how much he has to offer the world, because, you know, she wanted him to see himself as valuable. And he once in a while would have said, yeah, you're a great girl or blah, 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 you're a good person. But like, he didn't really see her. And to be honest, I don't really know if Rebecca really saw Josh either as more of just like idealized him, which isn't fair or healthy either. But I feel like, you know, especially the way that he was acting during the wedding planning and everything like that, like he wasn't around. You know, he didn't help her. He said he made a fucking hashtag. Just like, go listen to that podcast, please, where I vent about Josh, because I'm not going to do it again. But like, you know, like, and he wanted like those cranes and he didn't even help make them. He fell asleep. But like, at the same time, he was whining about not having anything in the wedding. And so it makes perfect sense for Rebecca to feel that way about Josh, especially now coming off of, you know, him leaving her, you know, not even at the altar. Like, she... he left her before she even, you know, got anywhere near the altar. And essentially just like, it's over. And so it would make sense then that she would sing that about him and not really think about her actions towards, you know, other men in her life. And even her dad, you know, it's like he never really got to know her either. He just kind of always took advantage of her. And, you know, she did all these things to try and make him happy. And it was just her constantly giving and him constantly taking. So, yeah. So excuse me if, like I said, like you guys already knew that. And you're like, we've been new. Like, shut up, Cynthia. I'm sorry. I just thought it was like a cool, fun thing to talk about. So, yeah, I'm just gonna check on time. I feel like I need like a watch. I got five minutes. So, I feel like I need a watch though, so I don't have to check on my phone and waste time. So what can I talk about 5 minutes? Okay, so the show. I'll talk about the show. How about that? So it was so fun. And I hope you've been able to watch the live feeds. I think actually, if you go to Rachel Bloom's Instagram, I think she's got like three of the live feeds saved to her page. It looked like that. I don't know if it's like a new thing on Instagram, but like it looked like there were three different like live feeds that you could watch from the shows that were either saved or whatever. So I went to the Chicago show because I'm from Minnesota, and it was so fun. Like, I haven't been alone for that long, at least in 10 years, because before my kids, I had my husband, right? And of course, I have a daughter who's 15. So do the math. She was 5. So like, it's been more than 10 years. So it was just really nice to kind of have that time to myself and like be really, really independent, right? Like, I booked the hotel, I drove, like it was so fun. And got to meet some great people online. I got to meet Stephanie and her husband and Trey and her friend, and Paisley was there. And I it was funny because I thought I saw Paisley when we were waiting in line, but I'm like really shy and socially awkward, and I know I have a podcast. That's why I have a podcast, guys, because I'm like in person, I'm terrible. I'm super shy. So like, it was so fun. And we actually, so I'm just gonna like give highlights, right? Because highlights, I only got a couple minutes. So the first highlight is we're like walking around, can't find the bathroom. Oh, fourth row, guys, we got fourth row. Thank you, Stephanie's husband. I can't think of his name. I'm so sorry. Thank you for the fourth row, because the men and the women were getting scanned or checked differently. So all the men, of course, got to like go right to the front of the line, because how many men actually watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, right? So he got us fourth row. Thank you very much. And Stephanie and Trey were awesome and just like so out, like so, like Stephanie was just like everybody's mom and just like so outgoing and so warm and so funny. And so like, Stephanie and I are like going to the bar to let them know that they like put in like one row too many of chairs in the front. And then like, we were also looking for the bathroom. And so Stephanie was like, we don't know where the bathroom is. Kat Burns, the fucking show choreographer, like Queen Kat. Okay. She's like working like the lights or something, like something with the equipment in the back, and she hears Stephanie ask that, and I hear Kat's, I look, and as I turn, it's like as she starts singing, I look at Kat, and she starts singing, where's the bathroom, I need to use the bathroom, right? Okay, she does that, and I my moment of total embarrassment and shame. I looked at Kat, and I'm so socially awkward, okay? I gave this woman, this poor, innocent woman, I gave her fucking Shooter McGavin finger guns, you guys. Shooter McGavin finger guns. That happened in 2018. I did that, and I winked. I made it worse. And this poor, sweet, innocent woman looked at me and smiled like I wasn't in, like, just weird. Like, she was so sweet about it, and she just kind of smiled and turned around, and I was like, why? Cynthia, why would you do that? Why would you give someone finger guns? No one does that anymore, but apparently I do. So that was a horror of an event, but I got to hear her sing. So that was great. And we found the bathroom and it was cool and whatever, we peed. So it was also really cool. Rachel gave a shout out to all the podcasts, because Paisley, who does Team West Covina, I was there, I do Bunch at Lunch. The people from Crazy Ex-Girlfriends podcast and the Crazy Ex-Girlfans podcast, we were all there. So super emotional moment for me, because, you know, I think she made sure to make eye contact with all of us, and just like having that moment of her like really seeing me and saying thank you, just like she was so genuine, you guys. Like, none of it felt like she was being forced to say it or she was being fake. And like, it's weird too for me, because we graduated the same class, so like, knowing that like this chick was like my age, and like, I idolize her so much, and like, we were both like outcasts at the same time. Like, I can't even like tell you how much like it meant for me to just like have her like look at me and be like, you deserve this. Thank you. So that was wonderful. Also, Gabrielle Ruiz was singing Women Gotta Stick Together, and she came in our row, our freaking row. Okay.
And so she danced with Stephanie for a little bit, and she danced with me like for like 2 seconds. And then because Stephanie was the girl with the blotchy face, which is funny because before that, Donna Lynn was singing. And oh my gosh. And so Stephanie was crying because Donna Lynn is fucking amazing. So her face was actually blotchy. She says that. I think she looked gorgeous either way. But she says her face was blotchy. And apparently, like, something about, like, I slept with her man or she slept with my man. I can't remember how the song all goes when we got to stick together. But it was a fun little moment to have with Stephanie and Gabrielle. And then, oh, Donna Lynn. Okay, this woman is so talented. Like, honestly, hearing her sing on the show is amazing. Hearing her sing live, like, she had the room. She got standing O's for all of her songs, and, like, none of us would shut up. Like, we were all screaming every single second she was on stage because she is just a goddess. They're all talented, right? But Donna Lynn, like, and she's, like, so humble. You guys, like, she really is. Like, Rachel was like, I don't know. Like, I asked her how she wanted to be introduced, and she was like, just whatever. Just, like, send me on stage. Just, like, because she doesn't, like, she doesn't want people, you know, she's just like, I'm just me. Like, I'm just here to sing because that's what I like to do. And so, yeah. So, just an amazing experience altogether. So, I'm right at my time, you guys. I'm a minute over. So, thank you for listening. I'm doing well. I hope you're all doing well as summer starts. And, yeah, if you want, I'm on Twitter at Bunch, or I think my handle is at Bunch Lunch, or I think you can just search Bunch at Lunch. I'm on Facebook, Bunch at Lunch. I'm on Instagram, Bunch at Lunch. I'm going to try and get this shit on iTunes. I promise you guys, like I said, with me just taking like a massive break, I'm just like, I'm really just trying to check out and get better. So, but I will try and get this on iTunes. Thank you so much for putting up with listening to it on the website. I know if you're listening to it on your phone, it kind of cuts out and you got to play it again or like press play or, because it pauses when your phone like dot, you know, goes into like safe mode or whatever. So I appreciate you like having the patience and listening, and putting up with that. But yeah, so hopefully I will be talking to you soon, and feel free to message me anytime. You know, if you have a question or a suggestion or feedback, feel free to send it my way. And and then if you're looking for like my more like fan / way less professional, more emotional Twitter handle, it's GoodaGirl189, and that's kind of just, I do Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but I do like all my fan stuff, so it's more of like a personal page, but that's there too. So feel free to follow me wherever you want to, or not follow me if this wasn't your cup of tea, and I will talk to you later. Bye.